It's about as Kiwi as jandals and pavlova, summer days with kids sliding belly first through piles of mud at the Urunui Flats in Taranaki. Not this year though, unless you're prepared to risk a mouthful of mud laced with human poo. A local school conservation project discovered there was possible contamination on the mud flats, and further testing uncovered high levels of E. coli in the stormwater that flows into the Urunui River. Marlene Benson of Ngāti Mutunga says it's been a bit of a shock, and it's a disappointment for the kids.
One of the last tests we did, and it's quite expensive, was to test whether there was any E. coli going out the stormwater drains into the estuary from the Urunui Township, and there was. So then we sent it away to be tested again to see if it was human, and it's quite complicated and quite an expensive test. But anyway, it came back with quite strong results that there was human sewage going out into the estuary through the stormwater, which should never happen because those, you know, stormwater and wastewater shouldn't be connected.
To put it bluntly, Marlene, where do we think the human poo is coming from?
Well, I don't know, it's on septic tanks, and it's quite a big community, and also the numbers go up and down sort of in summer and the rest of the year. So it could be a problem of people not maintaining their septic tanks. Could be their problem that they don't realise how you look after a septic tank, or it could be that somewhere over the last 100 or so years, someone's connected sort of the grey water or septic tank outflow and straight into the stormwater. And then the person living there might not even know about it.
So paint us a picture. How popular is this area normally, and what do the kids get up to there?
I mean, when you talk to people who don't know, because it's actually the mud flats, which is on the town side of the Urunui River. Most people go swimming on the beach side, the beach camp side, but the problem is, since, you know, and I used to do it when I was a kid, which was quite a long time ago, it's so popular, you swim across the river and you just slide around on the mud all day. It's actually the mud flats, which is the area that's directly affected by the sewage, and it's the mud flats where you shouldn't be eating anything off and you shouldn't even be touching the mud.
So, Marlene, is it
going to be a problem?
Is it normally puku first down the mud flats?
Yeah.
Through all the sludge. You said you'd done it.
Yeah, you and I was a kid. We used to do it all the time. It's not a lot. That's sort of the main entertainment, really.
Well, go back into your memory banks, Marlene. What was it like? Tell us about it.
It just felt lots of fun just sliding around on that mud. It sort of, you know, was cool. It was there.
And did you fire down there in your togs, Marlene, or what?
Yes, you know, because you swim across the river. It's sort of on the town side of where everyone gets into the river. Yeah.
So is that off the cards this summer, totally?
Yeah, I should say so, unless we find a really quick fix. The MPDC, New Plymouth District Council, I went out with them this morning. They've been trying to isolate where exactly within the stormwater system contamination's happening. Now, if it is just someone connected wrongly or their septic tank needs, you know, maintenance or cleaning or whatever, then that's probably quite a quick fix. If it's that it's a really old septic tank, then it will need replacing, or we need to think about, is septic tanks the right way to handle the sewage in Urunui now the population's increasing?
So
that's sort of a longer term problem.
A few disappointed kids in the neighbourhood then, eh?
Yeah. We've been trying to work out what to do, whether we sit there yelling at them or whether we bribe them with ice creams or a sausage sizzle to stay out of the mud. But, yeah, if anyone's got any suggestions, we would really like to hear them.
So, Marlene, if I'm in your area over the summer, and where else would you recommend I go? If I can't put on my swimmers and go belly first down the mud flats, what's the next best thing?
Well, you can go swimming in the sea off the front of Urunui, or you can go up to Waiheke and go swimming there. Yep, there's heaps of other places to go swimming.
Marlene says that the new Plymouth District Council is doing more testing to work out exactly where the contamination is coming from and how to stem the flow.